Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good morning. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. As the saying goes, it is the most wonderful time of the year. December 1st, 2020. This is what I've been waiting for the whole year, to be able to do the top 20 sold stories of 2020 near you. Now, this is so important that the near you part is more important than the top 20 part, okay? So hear me out. When you visit the top 20 of 2020.realestatepodcastshow.com, you'll then enter either your area, which is your, you know, your city, whether it's a small city, big city, across Ontario, anywhere in Canada, it's all pre-populated. So it'll pop up, or your address. If you pop in the area, I'm going to give you an area top 20, just a general. If you give me an address, I'll give you an address top 20, which is the top 20 like that are nearly, that are closest to you, that truly do affect your property value, whether it's a house, a condo, a bungalow, a townhome, whatever it might be. I want to make sure that you guys get this information, because so many people don't see this stuff. And a lot of people in different parts of Ontario are just completely blown away when I tell them what just happened, a block or two away from them. They just don't know. And many of you aren't paying attention to it just because it's not that important to you on a daily basis. You won't see, you rarely see something in the mailbox about it, and you probably won't get an email about what just happened at the last few solds near you. Meanwhile, your property value could be drastically affected depending on whether you're a house, a condo, or a loft. It could be, again, a fantastic bit of news, something that you could never have imagined, or it could be, again, possibly not great news, because you might be in a property or an area that isn't growing at its best rate. The point is, you should know. Doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. I think you should know, and I think about three times a year you should know, but at the very least, find out now and start 2021 again with an idea of, okay, here's what my property value is now, here's where I want to be in the next year or two or three, and we can discuss plans for that. And it's way better for you to know what's going on, you know, before you read about it in the media. If you read about your area not doing very well in the media, it probably already happened, and it's probably there's nothing you can do about it. So if you do keep up with my updates, which I do send a reminder every month when you're signed up of what's going on, you'll get the benefit of being ahead of the pack. And that is truly what is behind the best sold stories of the last 20 years. Of course, the technology's changed, but the intent and me, again, letting you guys know what you need to know as soon as I possibly can, and it's so much easier now than it was, is the point. So get over to top 20 in 2020.realestatepodcastshow.com and find out exactly how those top 20 sold stories near you affected you, and any of the behind the scenes stories that I can bring up for you, including if there was any celebrity sales or any specific details of the property that I can share with you. I will be glad to do it. It's all part of the, you know, relationship, the connections that we have together. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy a great, great December. Wishing you all the best of the holiday season. And make sure and connect with me soon.